You know, I talk about building your library of experience. This guy's library is growing all the time. He rarely makes the same mistake twice. He's got two great mentors in terms of Craig and Dansby, in terms of talking to him about their experiences and their things that they've learned, you know, playing in this league. He listens, he learns. I'm really, really pleased where he is right now. He's showing the ability to make plays. And, again, just really starting to look like an inside linebacker.
What? How big of a loss was it to lose Craig for that long, that stretch of time?
Yeah, I think, you know, Craig is, as we always talk about, is the heartbeat of this team. We lost, you know, his enthusiasm and his leadership. I think that Tank Carter did a good job stepping in the role. He was ready for his opportunity. I think he did a good job. We missed Craig, but I think, again, you know, that Tank had prepared himself for that opportunity and did a good job.
We saw the big splash plays out of Carlos. I think it was a Denver game. I did a couple picks. But I haven't seen a ton of those outside of that game. Do you think he's playing at the same level he played for you last year?
Yeah, I don't follow it statistically, but I think he's got to be up there toward the top leading the team in tackles, I would think. You know, he could have had another pick in this last game.
Craig Grant.
Yeah, you know, so he's around the ball. Jimmy O'Neill has, I think, done a good job of us putting Carlos in positions that he can really excel at. We're doing a lot more coverage stuff with Carlos on tight ends. He's done a really nice job. One got loose on him this last week. He kind of got picked, and the tight end made a catch. But other than that, he has been terrific on tight ends. He's done a good job on the back. I think he's done a real good job.
You guys had tackling issues. You know, you have had some. Do you think you feel optimistic about how that's?
Well, I can only speak for my group. We really emphasize it. Jimmy has us work it every week. I think the tackling from the inside linebackers, I mean, I can't tell you how many we have, but we have really cut that back. We do a lot of, the days we're in pads, we do a lot of full-speed tackling drills, and I think that has helped.
You know, obviously the run defense is still not where you guys want it to be. I think a lot of times people point to the inside guys just because historically they make a lot of plays. How much are they to blame for the lack of, for the struggles in the run D? Or?
Well, you guys have heard it from all of us. I mean, that falls on everybody's shoulders. You know, it's, you know, if a run breaks through and through the front seven, you know, and the secondary doesn't get them on the ground, you know, a 5-yard run can turn into a 35-yard run. If they run an edge play and the outside linebackers lose the edge, everybody else is expecting to go back inside, and a tackle for a loss turns into a 25-yard run. If a linebacker is supposed to set the edge on an outside toss sweep and he gets cut and it gets outside of us, those are the plays that are killing us right now. It's like any statistical class we all take. You know, you take, if they ran the ball 25 times on us, usually in statistics you throw out the top number and the lower number. If you do that, we're not as bad as you think. Well, that's not the game of football. It all counts. So that's statistically why we are so bad, you know, and we just got to work on those things I just talked about. Can't lose the edge, can't miss tackles, have to do your job on that particular defense.
You like how you guys are reading the run, though?
Yeah,
I
think for the most part. I mean, we're seeing some different schemes each week. Some people run some different schemes. It may take take a look at a picture on the sideline and say, hey, here's the new run of the week. You know, there's an old saying in football, from an inside linebacker standpoint, that the line never lies. So if somebody pulls, go with the puller. Well, the line now lies in football. It does. I mean, some of the screen passes that we've got hit on, you know, it's an off-tackle power play to the left, and the inside linebacker sees the pull and he's running with it, and the tight end on the backside, all of a sudden, now he's in a screen. So, you know, there's things with all the inside zone plays out of the shotgun. the line doesn't always tell you the truth. I mean, you have to see both, and you have to see both really well.
Does it take instincts?
We're gonna wrap after this question.
It takes instincts, but it also just takes getting used to the plays, you know, and you're limited in how many practice plays you get out there. A lot of times the first time they'll see it is on Sunday, and then you work to get it fixed. And you hope that your rules that you have, and they do for the most part, if they'll just follow the rules, they'll be in the right spots.